You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So we've talked about people who do those DNA tests like 23andMe, and then they find out shocking things about their past or relatives they never knew they had. I'm worried I may have a son in Austria.
I just had someone that I know find out their dad's not there.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Brutal. Dun, dun, dun.
Brutal stuff.
So there's a 37-year-old.
Bad.
Yeah, you're right.
Somebody
can
be like, woo!
Yeah, he's not my dad!
I think it's pretty bad. Right.
A 37-year-old guy in Texas named Walter Gordy was diagnosed with lymphoma about 5 years ago, and he beat it. He's now cancer-free. But after his diagnosis, he thought, well, I should find out if I'm predisposed to any other illnesses. Mm-hmm. So he took a DNA test through 23andMe. A good friend of his named Mark Tolson also signed up for 23andMe. And after being friends for 12 years, they found out they're actually half brothers. So it's not like they've been friends since childhood. Because you hear things like that before.
Yeah.
They've only been friends for 12 years.
Mm.
But they now know they're half brothers. They were on the Today Show. Here's a little bit of that, how it played out.
I pick up the phone. I'm like, yo, what's up, Mark? He's like, what's going on, man? I'm like, man, nothing too much.
You know, I went on 23andMe and...
They almost looked the same.
In short, it says you're my brother.
I said, no. I said, man, I've been knowing you 12 years. Are you telling me we're brothers?
Who do you think can run faster now?
You.
35 years later, I found out I had a brother, you know, so that's pretty amazing to me.
And then in the end, all the pain, all the hurt that I went through, all the crying I went through was all worth it, knowing that I have a blessing at the end.
So it turns out their moms know each other, too. They've been singing in the same church choir for over a decade.
They knew the same guy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, they got with the same guy.
Moms. You dirty moms.
Right.
I'm singing in the choir. Just banging chicks all night. 25 babies. Keep on singing.
Knock everyone up.
Everyone's related.
Yeah, there's like some super fly dude in that choir.
Back in the day. Came in, and so they must have known they both had sex with the same guy.
Well, can't you tell what the dad looked like?
Yeah, they look like the dad.
They look like the dad.
Yeah.
For sure.
That guy, that's what that guy looks like.
6'6". Yeah, you're so right.
Oh! I'm muscular and crazy tall. I'm going to bang them all.
Yeah, how many more ladies at church did he have sex with?
I think that everyone in the choir
should do the DNA test.
Yeah,
you're so right.
If you were in that church choir between 1971 and 1978, you need to contact 23andMe.
Exactly.
Because you have 47 brothers and sisters.
Oh, holy
I wonder,
hell.
Are those ladies friends or not?
Yeah, well, they say the moms know each other. There's more.
They were.
I can't believe it. And we're joined now by Mark Tolson, Sr.
Are they close in age?
III, along with both of their mothers this morning,
like
Winnie and Booker. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you for having me.
Our minds are blown.
I know.
I'm sure yours are, too.
Yes. Right, yeah.
It's not that hard to figure out.
So you thought that he was inviting you to a party when he called?
I did. So he called me, and I saw his name pop up on my cell phone. So I'm like, okay, what's he doing calling me? So he calls. He's like, hey, well, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. How are you?
They look so much alike.
Good. I said, okay. What's up? He's like, they say, have you ever heard this 23andMe? I said, yeah, I heard about it. I'm on there. My mom's on there. My cousin's on there. It's real accurate. I'm 82% West African, 60% European. It's a really accurate site. He said, really? He said, yeah. I said, okay. He said, yeah, I did it about 6 weeks ago. And my results came back today. I said, well, cool. What'd you find out? He said, I looked at my DNA relatives, and you're at the top of the list. It says Walter Gordy, half-brother.
Wow. Wow.
What?
I know. That's kind of what we're all thinking. So, moms.
Moms, who are you sleeping with?
An artificial insemination, but it was the same donor.
Oh, did you hear that? Oh. They both had artificial insemination from the same donor.
Oh, well, maybe that changes everything.
Oh, wait, though.
What?
Is that the story?
That's the story.
So listen, we better come up with something pretty quick. So what about we both were trying artificial insemination?
I love that.
Could you imagine them on the show saying, you know, we had some wild times with that guy.
Yeah, it was like, super fly.
He was a towel drink of water. He could sing like nobody else's business.
banged them at the same time.
We had a wild 70s threesome. It was nuts.
Because they can't say that on
you
the show
can.
In front of
no,
their
you
kids.
Can. It's embarrassing. It is like a wild phone call that I could see happening. Like, okay, so
what's our
you
story?
Know it was Superfly, but what are we gonna what are we gonna say? Go on the news.
Artificial insemination way before it was popular.
Yeah, right. Way before.
What so it cost? I don't know how much it cost back then.
Back, yeah, when these guys are at least 30.
Well, 37. One's 37. I know
so
that.
Pushing 40.
Yeah.
It would have cost $2 million to get artificially inseminated.
And then
by
both?
The chances of the same
the
donor.
The two friends got it done. Come on now.
We going sounds on? More like a super fly. Quack guy. Quack guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both the result of a Superfly choir.
That's
no
that's
doubt.
Incredible that they said the artificial insemination.
Yeah, girl, we did. Mm-hmm.
It was a miracle.
I mean, anything's possible. Yeah, anything's possible. Cool. There might have been very few choices at the whatever sperm bank they went to. And they were we want the black guy who's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's just the one guy.
Donor?
Yes,
I can't. I mean, that's pretty wild because it on is, top of really. All of this, you two know each other.
Yes,
yes, we actually sing in the same church choir.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we have been singing in the choir together, almost next to each other for 13 years. Mm-hmm.
And had no idea.
Absolutely.
Had no idea whatsoever.
Didn't you think your sons looked alike?
No. We never saw them really together.
Wow. Wow. So then how did they tell you guys then? Where'd you,
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
I think it's stupid.
I don't think their kids buy it.
No, because ladies. I'm going along with my mom. I can sing like an angel too for some reason. Like my dad could.
Superfly choir guy.
Superfly choir guy had two kids
mm-hmm.
with two different women, and now they just found out they're related. Man, these DNA tests are busting all sorts of people.
Yeah.
It is.
Family secrets are coming out.
Yeah.
It's wild, man. It's a wild.
I'm afraid to submit mine. I still have it at home.
I just
had
don't
it for
even
months.
Want to.
Oh,
whatever.
Just like your dad.
And I feel like I know everything.
Yeah.
So I'm good. But
I just have this, I don't know, idea in my head about it all. I was telling Chuck that, my grandma and grandpa, to me, they had this ultimate, old people love story where they just, loved each other unconditionally and stuff.
Right.
But then as I was, 25, 26, I realized, oh, man, my grandpa went to France to liberate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was I know what I would do
right.
if I was in a land where I'm liberating
people. Yeah. You're a soldier. And they
chicks
love
are
you.
Just throwing themselves at me. I'm like, he's a green.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, he was a green.
You know what your dad would do? Know what you would do?
Like his father before him.
Yeah.
Bang them all, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of greens in France.
Yeah. We are Andy Green.
Yeah.
Look out.
There.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So there was a time yesterday when it was Robert Kraft's video is going to be released.
Oh, yeah.
TMZ reported prosecutors in the Robert Kraft Rub and Tug Massage will be releasing a pixelated video of the event. Florida's assistant state attorney says he's obligated to under the law, as is the case when evidence of this nature is requested by the media. However, 2 hours after that announcement, Kraft scored a temporary victory courtesy of Florida's 15th Judicial Circuit Court Judge Joseph Marks.
I wonder who he knows.
For the time being, Kraft's alleged porn debut will remain under wraps until a new hearing will be held later this month.
Dude, it's going to take all his billionaire powers.
Yeah. Oh, the problem is he's got enough.
Yeah.
He's got enough billionaire powers to stop this from coming out.
Yeah.
You watch.
It's going to take all of them, though.
It's not. Yeah, it is. But it's not. It's not coming out. There's no way it is.
No, I don't think so.
I'll be flabbergasted if this video sees the light of day.
Yeah. Me too.
He's got way too many when you are that guy, you've got way too many connections in government. You are getting people elected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But as I've said, the only reason I think it should be released is if every other video is being released. He shouldn't get any special treatment. If they decide that they can't release, like, this should be the rule for all these videos, for all these guys, right?
Right.
If they said they should all be released, great. And then they said, no, you know what, we're going to hold off. Hopefully that's for everyone, not just him.
Yeah. And then if I was a guy 2 years ago that was busted in the same thing and they released my video, boy, am I suing Florida. Boy, am I suing Florida.
Yeah.
Because how come my video's out there?
Because how come my video's out there?
Doesn't have to be.
And why didn't my state-appointed attorney that I got fight just as hard as these guys?
Right.
So, you know, I deleted the email because I thought, oh, that's BS. But I'm just thinking about this guy who emailed us a couple of days ago that he got an accidental rub and tug. Like he thought he was getting a legitimate massage.
Yeah.
But she ended up touching him.
And he rolled with it.
He rolled with it. But then he was super paranoid because we were talking about how they're taping and they're busting these places all across the country. You know, what are my odds? You think that this is on tape and should I tell someone?
That's
a lot of guys are paranoid.
He's having
right
some
now.
Sleepless nights.
He's having some sleepless nights. He but he said, I know you guys won't believe this. It was a legitimate massage. At least I thought so.
Turns out when they touch your donger, it's not.
It just depends on what kind of place he went to. Mm-hmm. Whether or not I would believe him. Like, was it a legitimate
place?
Well, because there are some that look legitimate where the people have gone to the dark side.
Right.
And will jerk people.
I'm sure there's, right now, there's legitimate massage parlors where people are working there.
Yes.
And for extra money, they will pleasure you.
Yeah.
There's some that would call the cops on you if you asked for it. But then there's others where it's good money. Easy money for them, right? They tug you a couple times and they get an extra whatever.
Yeah, it depends a lot on the name of the place, too. If it was just called, like, you know, Smiley Palms or
Asian Orchid.
Yeah. Asian House of Happy Fingers.
Yeah.
Asian House of Happy Fingers.
Welcome to Asian House of Happy Fingers.
Oh, well, I'm just looking for a legitimate massage.
I want a legitimate massage.
Yeah.
It is. I don't know. It's something that I understand why he thought we wouldn't believe him, because that's why I deleted the email. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
There's no way you actually went to a place and they accidentally jerked you.
You know, he was just looking for somebody to be like, no, I'm sure it'll be fine, man.
Yeah.
That's a paranoid individual.
Yeah.
But I wonder how many times that happens. I mean, I think the amount of people, massage therapists, who get propositioned is off the charts, right? Yeah. But how many times has it happened where people got the surprise rub?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they surprise in that. I don't think they just start doing it. I think that they're like,
this guy presented it in his email is that she just started stroking him.
Well, unprovoked. Okay. I know that's what he's saying, but I think Andy is right to a certain extent. Like, when Dave got the couple's massage in Mexico and the girl was like massaging his back, and then all of a sudden he felt like she was getting a little bit dangerously close to your BH.
Yes.
And you reacted. Mm-hmm. It's the dudes that don't react.
I clenched my cheeks together.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming this chick was like going up his leg, getting closer, and he was just like, oh, I guess I just roll with it. You know what I mean? Like, if someone was going up your leg and was, like, really close to the inner part of your thigh and you were not about getting jerked.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
That's a, no.
You know?
That's an odd thing.
Someone said, in a case like that where it is a legitimate massage and you get a happy ending without paying extra, is it still considered illegal? That I don't know.
Probably.
Because there was no agreement, right? Doesn't there have to be a verbal agreement and money exchange?
There's still money exchanged.
There's money exchanged.
But for the massage,
it's a sexual act.
Yeah,
still,
but
I think what he
didn't realize is he probably bought the full price thing, which he doesn't understand, but the full price thing
involves getting jerked at the end. You know, like they probably have a list and he was like, give me the one for 130.
I love how guys are trying to find loopholes.
I studied the law.
Someone said sometimes they do the pressure sales tactic where they just start rubbing and then it's on you to say no. But they'll be out with their hand at the end of the service like, well, I rubbed.
Well, that's the thing. And I do wonder if he did give money afterwards. Like after, like he was like, okay, I know that wasn't really.
He said he didn't give any extra.
Mm.
So he could just be a cheap HJer.
That's a real risk you're taking.
When you walk into any massage parlor, the code word is, I'd like a table shower.
Mm.
There's one down the street from us. You lay face down, you put your dong through a hole in the table, and they basically milk you. Wow.
The old milking.
Seen those tables.
There's like a hole in the middle of it?
Yeah. There's like videos of that. Usually it's almost like a domination type of video.
What do they say? What do they say that's for? If they were ever busted,
they're I don't know.
What do you say the table with the dong hole in it is for?
Yeah,
I don't know. This is a special technique.
Yeah, I don't think
to accommodate a man with a very large unit who can't lay down to get his back rubbed properly.
That's it,
huh? Steve's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Steve, have you got an unprovoked HJ?
Not HJ, but it was definitely some. Funneling going on. I got a couple's massage with my wife a couple years ago in Nashville. Nice place, hotel. Got it set up for our anniversary, and I never had a massage before, so I was just laying there. She was right next to me. She was getting her massage. You know, they put the towel over your face or whatever. The lady kept going up my leg, and I was like, all right, this is cool. And then as it kept going, she kept going by my junk. And
giving it a little swipe.
Yeah, and then going down the inside of my leg, on my other leg, and then like you roll over, and then it kept happening. And I'm like, holy, this is going down right now. And I'm looking at my wife, and she can't see because she's, she's getting her massage. At the end of the massage, I told my wife what was going on. She was floored. I'm like, were they doing that? Like, how high did they go up with your leg? And whatnot, but it was definitely aggressive.
So you had your own female masseuse.
Yeah, we had both two female masseuse and a real nice place, not some
Yeah, and but yours got way too touchy, but hers didn't.
Hers didn't. I told her after the end of the massage, I'm like, "How was it?" She was like, "How was it?" I'm like, "That was amazing."
So that's just like some weirdo.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's just some ladies
just
masseuse.
Trying to turn him on.
Right. She got off on that a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, I was shocked. But obviously, please.
Steve, did you get aroused?
So when it started happening, I was on my stomach, right? And then they go up your leg, inside your leg. And then she swiped it, and she was like, more than a swipe, just... kind of running around.
Like full on hand on it.
Right. And I can understand, like, if she just touched it by accident as she was, like, rubbing my leg. But it was more than that. And then she, like, went over to the other leg. I'm like, huh. So then she flipped me over. And then, they start doing, your leg again, blah, blah, blah. And the second time it was obvious. And so I started getting aroused.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yikes.
And then I'm looking at my wife. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now?
Strange. Thanks for calling in, man.
This is a question I have. I have a question about couples massages. Are some couples massages designed to like fire both of them up so that then they leave and go bang?
I don't believe so. Not a legitimate massage parlor. No,
because don't you feel like that was what was going on there? This chick was just revving him up
to go bang your lady. That's not supposed to happen. There's not supposed to be any contact with your genitals.
There shouldn't be, but I wonder sometimes about a couple's massage.
Maybe some women think they're doing a guy a favor by giving it a couple of tugs. I don't know. Why don't not in that?
It's not
head.
A favor if you just like fired it up for a couple seconds.
Yeah,
you know. The only favor is to finish it.
Someone said, I actually did have this happen at a legitimate massage place. She was rubbing my leg. She went too high, kept going. I didn't stop her. Ended up giving her my number afterwards, and we dated for 6 months.
nice 6 month relationship.
So this was a chick who just liked his boner.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that could happen too. What a first meeting.
Hilariously enough, in Taunton, Massachusetts, there is a Happy Fingers massage parlor.
Happy Fingers.
Ryan Reynolds.
He said his girlfriend swears it's a rub and tug. Gina.
I swear it is too.
So your husband accidentally got rub and tugged?
He did. Yeah, I know. It sounds very shady.
Yeah, it does.
Shaking my head right now. I can't see me, but I'm just shaking my head.
You believe it?
I believe it. All right, so tell us about it.
So he tried out a new massage place. He went to go there, and they did, you know, much like the other experiences, they got closer and closer. And now to preface this, he had always been curious about what an actual rub and tug would be like. So, you know, we had discussed if it ever happens naturally, it is not cheating.
Oh, okay. Well, he's got a great setup.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
So, they started, and he, they started getting closer and closer, and then they just started going to town, and he said it was very awkward. He did not have completion.
Yeah, no, why would he have completion?
Sure,
I believe him.
I'm sure
he's totally truthful on that. they just dry jerk you all the time.
Yeah, they will.
Just jerky.
Now I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, your eyes are all the way back.
You believe they didn't finish him? What else?
And so they actually wanted to use their. There was like two women in the room. One was a lot older. One of them, the younger one, was about to use her mouth, and he's like, no, too far. And sure. He just kind of hurried up and got out of there and left a big tip.
He never went back. Yeah, she's fine with it. Let's not worry about it too much. Yeah. I believe him, and
She's okay with him just leaving it at that.
Lisa's eyes rolled so hard in the back of her head, she looked like Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
I saw lightning above her head.
So he's only had that one incident at a massage parlor?
Well, there is another one.
Yes, there is. Of course there is.
Yeah. What happened next time?
So he never went back to that place. He tried a new massage parlor. he knew it wasn't going to be a great place when he walked in, and he realized it wasn't frosted glass, but it was bubble wrap on the inside of the window.
Oh my god! Bubble wrap. How legitimate?
Yes. Bubble wrap.
Okay, so what happened to him in the bubble wrap joint?
That's what my bathroom has.
So they're giving him this massage. And he didn't ask for anything, and they got to his butt, and the woman just slipped a finger in.
Oh, okay. Peg!
Preparing to peg. We've pegged. We weren't prepared. Not prepared to peg.
Lisa made the finger in the butt scream.
Yeah, she really did. I mean,
because Lisa.
It's got to be happening with this. You're okay with all this?
Yeah,
this is your arrangement. You don't mind.
Yeah. She didn't have to do it.
No, it wasn't. You know, he told me about it. Yeah,
we're
very honest.
Yeah. I know.
But, yeah, I mean, it's
but you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he hasn't gone back there either.
You are a cool chick.
Yeah, you are one out of a chick.
You're super cool.
Too cool.
Listen to Lisa. Incredibly naive. You think he didn't get finished. Your husband got finished, Gina. He just couldn't tell you.
Oh, stop it.
Sorry.
He's fine. I believe him.
I believe him.
I do. I believe him, guys. I tend to believe him.
I mean, cool that you're cool with
him. You don't seem upset.
That's fine. As long as you guys are fine in your relationship, who gives a damn? But he got finished.
Yeah.
No. So where's the next shady place he's going to try? Happy Fingers? Where's it going?
I don't know. It's been a good year or two, and I haven't heard about anything new.
Well, at least he tells you.
As long as he... As long as he comes back with a funny story and nothing, no diseases.
Oh, funny story of a finger up the.
Yeah.
Honey, you'll never believe what happened to me.
It's hilarious.
I got a finger in my ass.
That's what you did today?
Oh, yeah, it was so crazy.
Honey,
Tony Bennett, let's go out to dinner.
Hilarious story. I'll make some tea. I like it. I would have laughed. I believe him.
You have to come back with a funny story. That's
you
it.
Do. That's it. All right, Gina, thanks for calling in.
See ya.
Thank you.
All the best to you and your crazy husband.
My favorite is that he's like, you know, I went to the Asian Orchid House of Pleasure, and then I get they try to jerk me. So I'm like, done with that place. I'm like, I got to find a better place. So I go to Slippery Palms. And it's even crazier there.
There's bubble wrap on the
worst stuff, bubble wrap. Can't find a good massage place for the life of me.
You know that guy goes through it all the time, too.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't tell her all the times.
Someone said either she's lying or she's the dumbest, most naive woman in existence.
Oh, she's fine with it.
She's okay with it.
She's fine with it. She doesn't want to say it.
So, babe, I tripped into this horse mouth today. You would not believe it.
Listen, you can.
Oh, my God. It was slippery.
You guys have never just been pumping.
Right into her mouth.
Sometimes you're pumping and a naked person gets
it. I just picture, like, the whole, like, almost like from a 1960s show. Like, he comes home. He puts his, like, business hat on the rack.
Yeah.
He's like, dear, sit down. Boy, do I have a tale for you.
What is it, dear?
Slippery fingers.
Oh, no.
I didn't ask for anything, and they jerked me off, but I didn't finish.
She was going to use her mouth, but I said, don't do that.
No way.
That's too far.
I'm married.
Yeah. And then, just so you know, I felt bad after that, so I gave her an enormous tip, and then I hurried right out of there.
I have got to find a new place, and boy, did I find one.
What was the next one like?
Well, they tried to stick a finger in me. I should say, not try, they did stick
they
fingers
did.
In me.
And I stopped them, sort of.
Eventually, it stopped.
That's how you word it.
Eventually, it stopped.
It came to an end.
Yes.
So back to the first one. Mm. You didn't finish.
No.
Oh, my God.
You say.
Why would I let her finish me?
I felt uncomfortable.
I tipped a little exorbitantly.
I felt bad, so it almost looked like I paid for everything you could get.
Right. It seems as though my tip equaled the exact amount of an HJ there.
And mouth stuff.
And mouth stuff, too.
Everyone's different.
Everyone is different. Voice-changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hey, Anonymous, you had a couple's massage. Did it go a different kind of way?
Well, first of all, you got to watch your pipes.
Watch your pipes.
But, so we went into this couple's massage place, me and my girlfriend, and they promised that it was like this, you know, nice, relaxing thing that you guys afterwards are going to feel great, you know, go back to the hotel room like rabbits, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, see?
My girlfriend got this, like, lovely, light-touch, sensual massage. I got hit with, like, some kind of samurai back-breaking, bone-crushing thing. The little Japanese chick at the table decided that now was the day she was going to fix all my back problems.
Oh, man.
So I started, like, bubble wrap the whole time. My girlfriend actually had to walk me back to the hotel room. She had a great time. I got wounded.
Wow, okay, so that was different.
Yeah, it absolutely is different. She got fired up, he got beat down.
Beat you up.
But Derek, on a regular line here, so Chuck is wondering if couples massage, the goal is to get you fired up so you pound the hell out of each other. You had a story.
Yeah, and so we both had female masseuses, me and my wife. And again, like the first caller, going way too far up the leg, trying to keep her professional because this wasn't some seedy place. This was on like the 11th deck of a cruise ship of a major commercial cruise liner. So they do all that. They do the like salt scrub or whatever. And they said, okay, you know, before we can continue, we have a shower facility right over here. Go ahead and, you know, shower up and we'll come back in. Just let us know when you're ready. So I hop off the table. My wife looks at me. I'm like, hi, you know, Chuck, high-pitched voice there.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, man, they were getting way, way up the thigh. She's like, yeah, they were kind of getting me going, too. And so we hop in the shower and, you know, history writes itself right there. And they knock on the door. Are you ready? We're like, not yet. And we couldn't even wait to get back to the room. Like it happened right there.
They put you in the shower together?
Wow. Yeah, they put you in the shower together. See, there you go.
Benches and everything. It was like set up for it.
Pastime on a cruise ship. It gets boring.
Yeah, but I've had couples massages with Amber a couple times. You never, ever get in the shower together. There's like separate areas, men's rooms and ladies' rooms.
Surprised they didn't hand them a condom.
Shower be involved.
Exactly. Now go F you two. We'll get you in half an hour.
Here's some lube.
Josh, one more call on this.
It's the only way to have a couples massage is in a shower.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing okay, man. We're talking about accidental rub and tugs.
So the last year for Christmas, my mom got my brother and I gift certificates for a massage place.
Thank you, mother.
So we said, cool, whatever, we'll go. So I went first, and the lady, did the thing, did the massage, and then at the end, she, started, pointing at it, and I was like, okay. And then she just jerked me off, and I was like, well, that's interesting. So then I was like, do I tell my mom that the massage she gave me was a rub and tug or no?
I think you keep that one to yourself.
No, you just hope that's always a stocking stuffer.
Exactly. So then my brother, he went and I told him, and same thing. So to this day, we don't know if we should tell our mom or not that she gave us rub and tug.
No, 100% no. Oh, wow. You can't tell your mom she got you a rub and tug for Christmas.
Why would you say that?
Never, ever.
It's funny that you don't even speak the same language. That? They point at your penis.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, that's my penis.
What's it? Oh. Pardon.
All right. Go ahead. Good. I think we understand each other.
Yeah.
He?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure. Someone said, please replay that Lisa butthole scream.
My God. It was very long.
Like it was happening to me.
It was unexpected. Sometimes I think Lisa in her brain is on the massage table. And she's just can't imagine it.
Yeah.
It shocks her.
I didn't expect her to say that.
No.
Because there's a difference. It's mind-blowing when you have, actual legitimate massages, and then some of the stuff happens.
Yeah, I've never had a massage. I would have no idea. Even if something fishy was starting to happen, part of my brain would be like, listen, Chuck, you don't really know. Maybe this is just part of the deal. It's weird. They're getting your glutes a lot. I don't know.
A lot of glute attention.
And then all of a sudden, you'd be like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you would be shocked. I guess it does happen. As crazy as it is to think that you could be accidentally rubbed and tugged, it does happen.
It was an accident,
accidental.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So cuckolds have taken a different twist, and we've talked about cuckolds many, many times here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. If you're still not aware, for some reason you live under a rock, basically it is the classic cuckold is a couple where the man decides that he wants to see another man with his lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he either watches or she just tells him all about it.
Right.
And generally, it is someone who is way better at sex than they could be.
Mm. Right. This story takes a criminal twist to the cuckold. An Arizona couple is charged with luring a man to their Phoenix home and forcing him to have sex at gunpoint with the woman.
Oh, so wait. So he was the bull. He was a forced bull?
He was a forced bull.
Whoa.
So they forced him into this cuckold.
Wow.
They described it as their sexual fantasy scenario. The victim was picked up outside a Home Depot by Brenda Acuna Aguero, a 39-year-old, who said that she needed some help moving some things at her home. The victim said that when he reached the house, she began to talk sexual to him.
Yeah.
Saying it was her fantasy to have sex with a man while her husband watched. When the man declined to have sex with her voluntarily.
Oh, boy.
Her husband, Jorge Murrieta Valenzuela, a 45-year-old guy, that's when he entered the room carrying a rifle. He placed the firearm against this guy's chest and said, well, you're going to have sex with my wife, or I'm going to shoot you.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
As alleged in the court complaint, the victim engaged in a number of different sexual activities with the wife.
Bet you it was gross.
While the husband was taking pictures of them and recording them with his cell phone.
Did they think they were going to get, like, after a guy does this, you have to kill him, right?
Yeah, or else they'll go to the authorities.
Like, you have to kill him after this.
It's a odd, really odd story.
But he was able to perform.
That's what I that's what I keep thinking is like, man, his wiener was just like, just do what he says, man.
His wiener's like, I don't care how many guns are pointed at me.
He's crazy.
So they allowed him to leave their house, but they took away his driver's license, which they said they'd return the next day. If he didn't show up the following morning, they said they would send explicit photos to his wife.
So they tried to blackmail him.
Oh, they tried to blackmail him.
So they drove him back to the Home Depot where he was picked up. Later that afternoon, the husband contacted him and said, you better get back to the house immediately. Because you need to have sex with her again. She wants it now.
Oh, my God. What a horrifying.
So he went to the authorities?
That's when he went to the authorities. Mm-hmm. Cops executed a search warrant at the home. During a police interview, they confessed. The woman confessed, admitted that she knew her husband was going to confront the victim with the rifle if he didn't consent, and then recorded the sexual encounter without his consent as well. They admitted to taking part in a sexual fantasy scenario, and reportedly the guy then confessed that he did have the rifle, and he did threaten to send the photos to the victim's spouse.
How long should you go to jail for that? Like a super long time, yeah, right?
Here's the thing they uncovered.
It's not on law? What?
No, that is at least the fifth time they've done that with random men. This is the first guy that's come forward.
Oh, my God.
They found a bunch of other videos on the phone.
Oh, wow. My God.
Serial.
Home Depot guys? Home Depot guys. Home Depot and don't offer to help someone outside.
So that's what it is. They're picking up those guys that are like, the I'll do some work.
Yeah. And extra money.
Yeah.
So the husband and wife have been charged with sexual assault, aggravated assault, and unlawful recording of a person. They're each locked up this morning in lieu of $250,000 bond. They are not an attractive couple. That's the wife.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's the wife.
That's not.
That's the husband.
Jesus.
The wife looks like Andre the Giant.
She really does.
Like, her face looks like Andre the Giant.
Anybody got the peanut?
I thought maybe it was all, like, Jorge, but is that his name?
Who he? Yes, Jorge's the husband and Acuna.
That was all Jorge's fault, but yeah. She looked, I don't
know. Oh, my God. I don't know. I couldn't bang her. I'd be a dead man.
Not me too.
It'd be like, you're going to have to shoot.
That's what I mean. Like, there's a shotgun on you, and then there's that woman, and you're supposed to perform?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm not banging on Andre the Giant.
I'm supposed to perform on Andre?
Yeah, I'd be like, I can't. I'd be like, you're...
And you know, they made
other
them.
Acts. Yeah,
they like, made them.
No.
Yeah, there was a variety of sexual acts.
Yeah.
There was a variety of sexual acts. They say that right in the story.
Those poor guys.
Oral. Backdoor.
Mm.
Normal.
No.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Mm. That's a horrible, horrible crime. They should be locked away for life.
She looks like she smells.
She looks.
You think?
Yeah.
You think so, Lise? Because I guarantee it. Her neck smells.
Yeah.
Just her neck.
Her hair smells like butt.
Yeah, so what does her butt smell like?
Oh,
so
her butt smells like
a swamp.
The eighth sphere of hell.
And that guy had to be all up in everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet he had to.
I would have been like, look, you're going to have
to. Pull the goddamn trigger.
You're going to have to just kill me. Pull it. Your wife looks like Andre the Giant. I can't get hard. Pull you understand?
It. Got it right on my head.
Just do it. Pull it. This life ain't that great anyway.
I am flattered you thought of me as a bull, though. I got to say.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible. What a horrible story. Day laborers, look out.
Yeah. Well, and that
it's an easy target, right? Because there's a lot of them that are
they don't want to possibly talk to the police.
Shouldn't be here.
You're right. That's it. Right. That's mm-hmm. probably it. They you can't know. Be reported to the police.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That's who they were targeting. Bastards. So that's four they got for sure that didn't report it.
Wow.
And then the fifth one finally was like, I don't care. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, she does look like Andre the Giant.
She does.
Like later years.
You think Andre. The guy.
What?
Got involved in the.
I wondered that.
In the sex stuff?
Because, you know, a classic.
Oh, you're talking about all the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to clean that up.
Yeah.
The guy would clean
Yes,
up.
I know.
She looks like Andre the Giant.
No, he looks
her
like,
face, right? Her face is a manly face.
Yeah. Very.
He cleans up a lot of burger joints. I don't know if he's also.
He reminds me of someone else too.
It's like Bam Bam Bigelow kind of.
It is kind of like
you're
that.
You're forced
but
into a threesome with
else.
Andre the Giant and Bam Bam Bigelow.
See,
I don't know who, but
oh, it's a bad.
It's like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
It does look like Carl.
Yeah, I don't.
That's so brutal.
You don't want to be involved with these
no,
two.
No, you don't. Come on now.
You're going to have to just kill me.
Someone said he had to have some guy at gunpoint because he didn't want to have sex with her.
I get that.
Ooh, he probably had to go to her backside.
No, come on. I didn't want to say it.
Please don't say it. Something that's why I shop at Lowe's. No. Oh.
This makes me a sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. What has that guy seen?
Oh, too much.
Oh, man. That's like post-traumatic stress after mm-hmm. that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yes. So bad.
Oh.
I'm going to put a link to the story.
Ooh, color is
wow, it's bad in color, too.
You know, she looks like his Al Capone, kind of, too. She's got like an Al Capone face.
Uh-huh.
Andre Jesus. The Giant Al Capone.
And he's got no neck.
Ooh, it's bad.
He looks like an uglier Saddam Hussein. You know,
that's one
like
way to look at it.
Saddam Hussein right like before the end. Right before the end.
Yeah.
Same mugshot. The bunker shot. The bunker shot of him in that dirty white t-shirt. This guy's worse than that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just a little less facial hair than Saddam, but yeah, he's got... definitely similar characteristics.
Jesus.
If you want to see what these people look like, go to twitter.com/Dave and Chuck and see it there. We just put a link to the story, but it is, we feel terrified for that poor fellow.
Yeah, that's awful.
It was quite a day.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.